Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Corey Guerin, a guy I've wanted to have on the podcast for a while. I got to tell you, I've wanted to have you on since I saw you at Jake Peavy's event and you were wearing a leather jacket. And I said, "Why are you wearing a leather jacket on a 90-degree night?" And you said, "That's what people do at a rock show." So I figured you'd be an entertaining podcast guest.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's good to be here. I appreciate you having me on. I continue to rock the leather jacket. It's a staple in the wardrobe of Major League Baseball. A lot of travel, so you got to find your pieces that work.
I have a lot of questions for you, but I want to ask you first about last night, running in from the bullpen. This is a unique place, I think, because you guys have one staircase coming down. So what was that like when I'm taping this on a Wednesday and last night with Bumgarner and Myers and you guys and the Padres relievers? Are you all coming down the stairs at the same time? Or?
So it's two different sets of stairs out in the center field for San Diego. The home team has their side and we have our side. But nonetheless, of all the places to clear benches as a bullpen guy and have to run, and at that point in the game too, it was as challenging as it's going to be. It's about a 400-foot run from center field, and what was it, like the third or fourth inning?
Yeah.
It was pretty early in the game, so relievers, we haven't stretched or really done anything. We're like getting close to that point, but it was really comical if you'd have seen everybody coming back to the bullpen after.
Oh, I watched you guys.
Everybody was like, felt like we needed inhalers to just like catch back up, but it was definitely an intense night. It's fun anytime Bum takes the mound like that, but yeah, the situation coming in from the bullpen, and then as both bullpens are walking back out to center field, you kind of look over at their side, and they're like, leaning over, trying to catch their breath as well. So it made for an interesting evening.
Well, it's two staircases, I guess, but you guys are about 20 feet away from each other, so
you're all
walking back together.
Exactly. And everybody, you kind of know guys from other teams too, so it creates a interesting dynamic. You look over to see if the guy for the other team is struggling, catching his breath too, running back out there, but it was fun.
Is there any chatting as you're walking back? Or you
just looks. There's kind of like understanding looks like, oh my gosh, this is one, you're kind of looking at each other because of the run and you're realizing like, man, I need to get in better shape. Two, it's kind of like, holy cow, that just happened. Anytime you clear benches in baseball, it makes for an interesting evening.
You warmed up last night and you've become a big part of this bullpen here. And I went back to the day we met you when you came up here last year, and I found a quote from you, which was, you came here because you said Bochy was at the top of the list for bullpen management. So I'm wondering, for your expectations when you came here, how much is this different than maybe what you thought? Is this what you thought could happen if you came here with Bochy and got kind of under his wing, or has this been different?
Yeah, no, it's been exactly what I'd hoped, honestly. You look at the way he manages the bullpen, and for sure at the beginning of the season with a guy like Sergio Romo and George Contos both going down early, there were going to be some guys who needed to step in and fill roles. And traditionally that would be, a big ask. Those are big shoes to fill. But the way that Boch manages the bullpen here, I think it shows how seamless kind of the process has happened. And he puts guys in situations to succeed. He doesn't just throw you out there and be like, hopefully this guy gets it done. He puts you in situations against hitters in games where he knows you can be successful and you can be successful. And then, they just build guys up. And I think they've done a great job with what has been a pretty young bullpen for most of this season, getting guys experience, getting them in situations where, they can grow, get more comfortable, but also succeed and help us win today. It's been exactly what I'd hoped it would be. You know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to come here. And, you know, he's done an amazing job as far as I'm concerned, coming back from Tommy John for myself, and then also trying to, you know, reestablish yourself with a new organization. It's been great, and I appreciate the opportunity.
Who do you talk to before that? Maybe, you know, guys around the league. I know you're friends with some guys in the West. So who do you talk to about the way he handles a bullpen, or is it just being on the other side for 3 or 4 years?
You know, you do both. So you can look at a bullpen like San Francisco and see why they're successful. You know, they have incredibly successful and talented pitchers, but you don't get that kind of longevity without, you know, the best management in the game and fantastic bullpen coach, pitching coach, you know, just across the board. You have to be hitting on a lot of different cylinders in order for guys to succeed and for an organization to succeed the way San Francisco has over the last, you know, 8-10 years since Boch has been here. And so, you know, you see that from the outside, you know there's something special there, but then you talk to the guys. You know, baseball is not that big of a world. And so I talked to, you know, a guy who I played with over in Atlanta before coming here, Eric Cordier, who got a little taste of what it was like being with this organization, and, you know, position guys that have come over that I knew. And everyone just had unbelievable things to say. Not to mention you talk to people who've been around the game for their entire life, managers and stuff for other teams that you get to know through baseball. And when all you hear is positive things about an organization and a city and a coaching staff, you know, it's very easy to jump at the opportunity to be a part of that. And I'm so thankful that I did.
When you you were coming off Tommy John, and you, I think maybe looking back on it, I don't know how much you think about it, but looking at your game log before you got hurt, I mean, you were out there just about every other day. How much for you is knowing the way Bochy handles a pitcher and kind of the reputation he had of making sure guys, we've seen it this year. I mean, he's given you, I think, a day at times. He's given Osich some days where he says, I'm not going to use him. How much was that in your mind I did get hurt, and I do want to make sure that I'm in a spot where I'm being used, I guess, correctly?
Yeah, no, even in Atlanta, I always felt like, you know, I want to take the ball. As an athlete, you want to be out there playing, and you want to help your team as much as you can. And so you always want to be able to just push on the gas. You know, you kind of want somebody else to have to get the break, whether it's the manager, pitching coach, or whatever. You'd prefer them come to you and be like, hey, are you okay? We're going to give you a day. And, you know, that was something that, you know, until coming here, I didn't really get to experience that to the degree that they take care of guys here. And so I really have appreciated that, you know, that they trust you, they want you in games, and you want to be in games. But they also look at the big picture. You know, they understand that you win the World Series in October and November, and they want you to be there and to be a part of that. So even that perspective, you know, changes things for a guy who, you know, you're just kind of going day to day. You know, you're trying to win one game at a time. And so a lot of times you feel like whatever I need to do to win today's game is what needs to happen. But when you've got a manager and a staff that have won 3 World Series, you know, in the last couple of years, they understand how to get the most out of their players and how to have them ready, you know, when it really counts, when the World Series is on the line and when the playoffs are down to the wire. So that's what I want to be prepared for. You know, I want to be out there when the game's on the line in the postseason. So they've done a great job of taking care of me this far, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the season.
I think Giants fans are starting to trust you a lot in those spots, and have seen what you can do, especially against right-handed hitters, some of the spots we've seen. You got a save the other day, so that always makes your name out there a little bit more. But when you came up last year, nobody knew much about you. And the one thing that stood out, and the question I got asked all the time, which I've never asked you before, even when we're chatting, is the look you have on the mound of just, I guess it's a mean mug or a glare, or because you're a guy who walks around, you're smiling, it's not your normal thing. Where'd that come from, and what's kind of the attitude out there when you're on the mound?
You know, honestly, it started in high school. It hasn't been something that I've always done, but, you know, one of the things I'll say about San Francisco, and this kind of leads into that whole conversation, I think it's a city and an organization and just a team that wants you to be yourself more than anything. They want the best version of whatever kind of, you know, magic you're bringing to the table. And so for me, in high school and even in college, that was just part of how I played. Like, when I cross the line, I'm just an intense guy. I want to compete. I want to win. I'm out there to battle. And that's how it comes across. It's not something that's like, I'm not really conscious of trying to make a certain face or anything like that. It's just being in that mentality. I guess it physically expresses itself somewhat. And so for a long time in Atlanta, you know, I used to be a guy that like would sprint in from the bullpen, just really intense, and that's how I like to play the game. And in Atlanta for a couple of years, it just, I got some feedback. They're like, we don't really, you know, love that kind of thing. And so coming over here and getting to have some conversations with guys and being a part of the organization, they're like, look, dude, we want you to be comfortable. We want you to be yourself, and whatever that looks like, if it helps us win, like, let's do it. And so honestly, it's just getting back to feeling like myself and getting back to playing the game the way that I enjoy playing it. And that's kind of the way it manifests itself for me, you know, just getting out there, being locked in and going to battle for my teammates and trying to win the game.
I think Giants fans love it. I'm sure you've seen on Twitter. I saw you tweeted out a photo the other day of a picture somebody had made you.
Yeah.
They're all in on the glare that you have. When you first saw yourself in the big leagues, though, did you realize you looked that angry on the mound?
You know, I really didn't. So, like I said, I kind of went back to it last year when I started my rehab and everything, just getting back to, you know, playing the game the way that I like to play it. And so in the minor leagues, you're not seeing any video feedback or anything like that. But day one, as soon as I came off the mound, I remember Bum came up to me and he's like, dude, what are you doing with your face? I was like, what are you talking about? He like showed me, he's like, what is going on? I was like, holy smokes, I can't, like, I had no idea it was that intense and that like glary. But you know, I'm glad the fans enjoy it. I love it. It's the way I love to play, so I'm gonna keep rolling it out there for sure.
If Bum thinks you have an intense look on the mound, that's pretty impressive.
I know, because I hear people say all the time about him like snarling out on the mound. So maybe it's a thing with our staff. You know, certain guys are snarlers, certain guys like to laugh and have fun, and it's just a different way of approaching the game. But as long as it gets wins, you know, we're happy.
You got Javi, who's just even keel, just coolest guy out there. So
I love his, like, his intro song too. Is so perfect for him, like at home, like just the coasting, like it's fantastic. Because that's exactly how he is. He is such a level dude, like no matter what, and it does bring a certain sense of calm, not only to a game but to a staff. You know, I think it's important to have guys like that.
I'm gonna pivot there for a second. Your intro song now, I think, is given him a little run here in terms of kind of getting the ballpark going. That's a pretty good one the first time you played it.
Yeah, I enjoy it. So it's something that, for me, I remember watching a documentary about Mike Tyson, and I enjoy boxing. I enjoy that whole culture. Just, I think there's a lot to, like, the, you know, one-on-one that parallels, like, pitcher-hitter situation. And I remember seeing, like, him walking into Welcome to the Terror Dome and be like, that is so sweet. And so it's kind of a reminder for me, too. Like, I love the song. I love that, you know, genre of music as well. But it's kind of a reminder as I'm going in of that mentality. Just the, I don't know, just kind of the presence that he brought coming into the ring. And that was such a big deal for, you know, his career. It's something that I think you can look to a lot of different sports and professions and see some of the, you know, magic or whatever you want to call it. There's something special about a person's presence. And I know in baseball, guys love their walk-ups. And, you know, I'm happy that fans enjoy mine, because I know it means a lot to me. When they turn up the volume and really get it going, it's a pretty exciting thing.
If you do have – I know you want to be in the postseason, get a shot at that. I mean, that's the type of thing in the postseason, I think, especially when a place is rocking a little bit more everybody's into it. I've always enjoyed when guys, you know, Javi's great at it. Crawford does his walk-up music. It really, I think, and Romo, too, it really kind of takes the place to another level. And I'm sure you feel it on the mound when you're out there.
Oh, absolutely. And it's that little bit extra. You know, we talk about it all the time. It's funny, you would think that athletes don't think about it or listen to it. But, you know, when you go to a place and the volume's loud and the intensity's there and you can just feel it, you know, it does a lot for you, because it is, you know, this is a game where we're playing 162 games and about 108. It's, you know, there's a lot that could be monotonous. So anytime that you can add that little bit extra, you know, it carries weight. You know, it is a special thing and it matters to guys. So I think that's why guys pay attention to the songs that they use and to, you know, if it's being played the right way or the right point in time, because you're trying to get in that frame of mind to go out there and succeed. And guys associate, for whatever reason, music, you know, plays a special part in a lot of the things we do, I feel like, and it can get you into a frame of mind pretty quickly that few other things can. So I've always really, you know, cared a lot about the music that I use going into a game. It sends a message to you know, the other team. It sends a message to the fans. It, you know, it wakes something up in you. So it's a lot of fun. And I know guys think about it a lot.
I want to take you off the field for a second. I don't know of anybody in that clubhouse. There are guys, but who maybe have more interesting off-day experiences than you do. I know last year you had some. What's kind of the best trip you've taken? It seems like you do take advantage of when you get a day off, especially on the road.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we don't get too many off days. So the days that we get, you want to rest. You want to feel good to set yourself up to continue to succeed on the field. But for me, coming out to California and not having spent a lot of time there before, I knew that there were so many things that I wanted to see and experience and take advantage of that are relatively close. You know, I think that's one of the fantastic things about Northern California is you are a car ride from Yosemite. You're a car ride from Big Sur and the Lost Coast.
Just, and you did do that,
and
right?
So those are the things I wanted to do. You know, I'm a huge national park, hiker, camper, outdoor kind of guy. So I have no reservations about hopping in the car and just taking off and spending the day. So I would love to spend more time, and I'm planning on spending more time. Hopefully, for All-Star break, I'm planning on doing like a drive down the coast to San Diego, because we start here in San Diego.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to see as much of California as I possibly can, because it's such a beautiful state and there's just so much to naturally see. You know, you can just drive down to Carmel and Monterey and just take in everything the whole day. So I've really enjoyed my time. The best day, I would say, is definitely Yosemite. I just couldn't believe how amazing that place was. And, you know, it's not easy to get to. It was kind of a, you know, wander through. And
that's a heck of an off day.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot. I got up first thing and took off and spent as much time as I could in the valley. And it was fantastic. I was actually just talking to a friend this morning about it who went and did the same trip. And, you know, it's just, I think it's one of the, oh,
somebody hit.
Sorry, somebody just got smoked.
That's the thing about a podcast, you never know. This will happen.
Yeah, but no, it's it really is. I can't wait to go back, and I want to visit all the other spots around the coast too. It's a really special place, and I think San Francisco is special in that way that you can wake up and just look out your window and you've got the bay and the Golden Gate and the coast. It's just so different from where I grew up, which is beautiful in its own right, but as far as major cities are concerned, there's nothing like it in the rest of the country.
I want to assure my listeners, I think that guy's okay. Yeah. The guy who got smoked during
he walked
BP
it
and interrupted,
he walked
interrupted our podcast. I was looking at your Instagram page, and you, years ago when you were Brave, you posted a photo of San Francisco when you were here and had a quote about how much you enjoyed it. And for you coming here and actually living in the city now, it does seem like a place that, as an outsider, you would have enjoyed. And I think now you have an opportunity to, you know, have not a full day every day, but some time to explore. What's that been like, just living in the city and having that chance to explore every day?
Yeah, it really is. So I made my debut in San Francisco. When I got called up, it was to come and meet the team in San Francisco, and that was my first time in the city, and I just knew right away, you know, from authors and writers and poets that I enjoy to just the vibe of the city, there's so much about myself that just aligns well with being in San Francisco. And last year, coming to join the team and actually be a Giant and be in San Francisco and know what that feels like, I just knew right away that it felt like home and very easy to get comfortable because it is so authentic to, you know, the way I like to experience the world, the things that I value, things that are important to me, and things that I like to fill my day with. And so it's such a gift just to be able to wake up and look outside every day and be like, I am in, you know, the only city I want to be playing baseball in. And it's such a great place and a beautiful place. And just every day there's new, you know, I try to get around and find the best breakfast spot, the best, you know, coffee spot, the best, you know, we don't get to go to dinner too much, but we tend to find like the best morning places in every city we go to, but fortunately, San Francisco is full of great spots like that, so it's easy to feel comfortable and be at home. And you know, I hope to be there for a long time.
I should just have guys on and talk about the best breakfast place, because I know the best breakfast place in every National League West City. That's all we do is breakfast, including here.
Where do you go here?
Richard Walker's, some of the stars in there we were talking about last night.
Really?
some big Richard Walker's Pancake House fans in the clubhouse. So
I did not.
That's
know that.
A pretty good place. Snooze in Denver is one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can think of all of them. Like you said, we don't eat a lot of dinners.
You know so where you're going.
We
the first
do.
Day every
we
city.
Do. Corey, I appreciate you taking the time, and as somebody who went to college in Santa Barbara, I might have to have you back to talk about your trip down the coast.
Yeah, absolutely. About
that whole thing. That's an experience I think most guys don't have during the All-Star break. But it's Giants fans have enjoyed getting to know you. I'm glad you kind of told them a little bit more here on the podcast. And good luck down the line.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Corey.
It is out of here in the center field. And this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.